Why is there evil in the world? What motivates a man like Timothy McVeigh? Why would terrorists kill themselves and others in the name of God? Can we explain the latest drive-by shooting or drug overdose? Or why no matter where you go on this planet, people seem to be consumed with hatred? Why evil? These are the headlines. In a moment, we're going to look at the important news behind the headlines.
Welcome to the Good News Program, presented by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. The Good News doesn't try to cover up today's problems. This is a program that dares to look at today's dilemmas and ask the questions that must be asked. It seeks the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered from the pages of your Bible. Please join Gary Petty for a discussion of today's Good News subject.
We search the eyes of people like Charles Manson or the remorseless Timothy McVeigh, looking for the clue of how they can perpetrate terrible acts of violence on others. President Bush stated that the terrorists who've wreaked such suffering on the United States are evil. Yet we know that the men who hijacked the suicide planes flown into the Pentagon and the World Trade Center lived in this nation for months, even years. Neighbors didn't recognize them as evil. Over the last months, many Americans have struggled with, how could people hate us so much? Technologically advanced countries enjoy the highest standard of living in history. Many have comfortable, affordable housing, fast, efficient transportation, plenty to eat and drink, mostly secure employment, educational opportunities, and a dizzying array of entertaining gadgets and toys. We benefit from incomes high enough to meet our basic needs and have plenty left over for many of our wants. But such is not the case for most of humanity. Most people go to sleep with hunger gnawing at their stomachs. Their meager income goes to purchase just enough food to keep them alive. Now listen to this. Every day, 35,000 children around the globe, enough to populate a fair-sized city, die of starvation or disorders related to chronic malnutrition. That's every day. Premature death from disease takes the lives of tens of thousands more every day. Cholera, malaria, tuberculosis, and typhoid, almost eradicated in advanced countries, are deadly throughout much of the world. Even in advanced nations, cancer, heart disease, and AIDS kill thousands by the hour. And in spite of our computers, CD players, and televisions, none of us has experienced a truly peaceful world as we have been so dramatically reminded in the past few months. The last century alone saw catastrophic wars that took the lives of more than 150 million men, women, and children. In more recent years, dozens of armed conflicts, uprisings, and insurrections have raged throughout the globe every year, shattering the lives of millions. The entire world, threatened by radical Islamic terrorists, seems to be hurling towards World War III. Why so much conflict? Why so much violence and downright evil permeates our societies? Where can we find the answers? If a bright spot could be found in the world, surely it would be in the arena of religion, wouldn't it? But sadly, even religion, to which many look for solutions to the world's problems, is in disarray. Many recent wars have seen Christian fight Christian, Muslim kill Muslim, Jew confront Jew. It's easy for us in the United States to see the evil of extremist Islamic terrorist groups. But remember, it was Christians who raped thousands of Muslim women in Bosnia just a few short years ago. Confusion abounds in the religious world. Even many pre-Christian religions with their pagan rites, practices, and superstitions are making a comeback as people search for the meaning they no longer find in conventional rituals and beliefs. Why are we plagued with such problems? Why such chaos and confusion? Is the anguish of the human race simply the result of uncontrollable circumstances, time and chance? Is our collective suffering simply the way things have always been and the way they'll always will be? Scientists recognize that a basic law of the universe is that a cause exists for every effect. Things don't just happen. They occur because something or someone causes them to happen. Now listen, there is a cause for every evil we see in the world around us and in our lives. Crime, war, religious confusion, famine, starvation, disease, and premature death in their many tragic forms all exist because of a reason. Broken marriages, broken families, broken relationships, broken societies do not just happen. Today on Good News Radio, we're going to explore the cause of humanity's problems and the underlying reason for so many of the difficulties you face in your life every day. Stay tuned, because what we're going to talk about is important for you to understand.
Why does so much conflict, violence, and downright evil permeate our societies? Why such chaos and confusion for the majority of mankind? Things do not just happen without someone or something causing them to happen. You can know the cause of this world's problems and the underlying reason for so many of the difficulties you face in your own life. Our free booklet, Is There Really a Devil?, will help you understand the real cause of all these evils, and more importantly, what you can do about it. Our free booklet, Is There Really a Devil?, will help you understand the incredible truth about what lies ahead for all humanity. Call for your copy right now. Call 1-800-966-9232 for your free copy of Is There Really a Devil? There is no cost or obligation, and it may change your life for the better. Ask for your copy today by calling 1-800-966-9232.
Have you had about all the bad news you can take? Maybe you could use some good news. The Good News is a full-color, bi-monthly magazine that brings you the best news you can hear, and always from a biblical perspective. All literature on this program is provided free as an educational service in the public interest by the United Church of God. It is absolutely free, and there is no charge or obligation. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. The magazine is free. The contents are priceless. The number again is 1-800-966-9232. Or visit us on the web at www.ucg.org.
What is the source of all evil we see in the world around us? According to the Bible, there is a powerful, invisible, conscious being who is the author of evil. His name? Satan. The concept of a real Satan, a powerful being who perpetrates evil on mankind, is not something most people like to think about. Yet he does exist, and his influence on the world around us and on us individually may be greater than most realize. We have with us today on a telephone hookup from Denver, Colorado, Scott Ashley. Scott is the editor of the Good News Magazine we offer for free here on the program, and the author of a number of booklets, including Is There Really a Devil? Scott, thanks for joining us on Good News Radio.
Thanks, Gary. Glad to be with you and your listeners today.
Now, the Bible clearly shows that there is a devil, the evil enemy of God. Did God create the devil? I mean, where did he come from?
That's a good question, and one that most people don't understand. God did not create an evil being known as a devil. He did create angels, though, and he created them with freedom of choice, just like we humans have. And some of those angels chose to reject God and everything he stands for, and they then became evil. One of those angels became Satan, a Hebrew word that means adversary. You can find the story of Satan's fall that's summarized in Isaiah chapter 14 and Ezekiel chapter 28.
How extensive is Satan's influence on people?
Most people have no idea how great Satan's influence is. I like to point people to three scriptures. The first one is Revelation 12:9, which tells us that Satan deceives the whole world. Then there's 1 John 5:19, which tells us that the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. And the third scripture is 2 Corinthians 4:4, which tells us that Satan is the god of this age. And these three scriptures, in a nutshell, explain a lot of things, that Satan has a huge influence on mankind that most people are not aware of.
Now, I suppose it's easy for us to see that in the light of the world outside of Christianity. But you know, there's a passage in the New Testament that says that Satan presents himself as an angel of light. Now, how does he do that?
Well, first, Satan doesn't want people to realize what he's really all about, which is lying and deception and murderous attitudes. So he tries to make things look good and fun and exciting. One example of this, if we think about it, would be premarital and extramarital sex. Everything that comes out of Hollywood, the movies, television, songs, make premarital and extramarital sex look fun and pleasurable. But they don't hardly ever mention the consequences. They don't talk about all the abortions, a million or more babies aborted in the United States every year. They don't talk about the divorces, the broken homes, or the millions of people who contract and suffer from venereal diseases. So Satan isn't really going to present himself as he really is, or present objectively the consequences of choosing to follow his way. Now, ironically, the verse that you mentioned is given in a religious context, and that passage tells us that Satan has his own ministers who present themselves as God's ministers, when in fact they're ministers of the devil who deceive people.
You know, why would God allow him to do this? I mean, if God loves mankind, why would he allow this being to perpetrate such evil and suffering?
Well, Gary, we can learn part of the answer in the first few chapters of Genesis and what happened to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. God created Adam and Eve with freedom of choice, and he told them, this is what's good for you, this is what you should do, but God didn't force them to do it. Satan then came along, reading the story there in Genesis, and he said, I've got a better idea. God's just trying to manipulate you. He's trying to keep you from having any fun. You don't need him around. You can decide for yourself what's right and what's wrong. So that's what Adam and Eve did. And that, in essence, is what mankind has been doing ever since the Garden of Eden, is determining for themselves what is right and what's wrong. God has never forced us to do what's right. He's given us the choice to do what we want. And mostly, we've followed Satan rather than God. So mankind is having to learn a lesson the hard way, the lesson that following Satan brings only misery and evil and suffering.
You know, in that same vein, I think a lot of people believe that God and Satan are in a war for the souls of men. You know, when we look at the sheer amount of bad things in this world and evil in this world, or just the fact that the overwhelming number of people aren't even Christians, it seems to appear that God is losing that war.
Well, it's true that a lot of people think that, but it just doesn't square with what the Bible really says. For example, Jesus told Pontius Pilate, my kingdom is not of this world. One of those scriptures I cited earlier says that Satan is the god of this world, not God. God is simply working out things according to his timetable, which most people understand. So he's not really in a competition right now with Satan to save the souls of everyone. God has his own plan and timetable that he's working according to.
Scott Ashley will be back with us in the next segment as we continue our discussion on Is There Really a Devil? So don't go away.
Why does so much conflict, violence, and downright evil permeate our societies? Why such chaos and confusion for the majority of mankind? Things do not just happen without someone or something causing them to happen. You can know the cause of this world's problems and the underlying reason for so many of the difficulties you face in your own life. Our free booklet, Is There Really a Devil?, will help you understand the real cause of all these evils, and more importantly, what you can do about it. Our free booklet, Is There Really a Devil?, will help you understand the incredible truth about what lies ahead for all humanity. Call for your copy right now. Call 1-800-966-9232 for your free copy of Is There Really a Devil? There is no cost or obligation, and it may change your life for the better. Ask for your copy today by calling 1-800-966-9232.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but bad news? Well, here's some good news. You can receive a year's subscription to the Good News Magazine absolutely free. The Good News Magazine isn't a Pollyannish cover-up of today's problems. It is a magazine that dares to look at today's problems and ask the questions that must be asked. The Good News seeks the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered in the pages of your Bible. Today's radio program is sponsored by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. Your free subscription to the Good News has already been paid. You will never be sent a bill or be obligated in any way. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. That's 1-800-966-9232 for your free subscription to the good news behind the headlines.
We're back discussing the reality of Satan the Devil with Scott Ashley, author of Is There Really a Devil? Now, in the last segment, you mentioned God's timetable. What did you mean by that?
Well, a lot of people don't realize this, but God isn't in a soul-saving contest with Satan right now. I guess you could boil it down to the fact that God has given mankind several thousand years to learn some lessons we couldn't learn any other way. And the primary lesson is that following God will lead to blessings, and following Satan will bring nothing but evil and suffering. God isn't trying to call everyone right now. The Bible describes a time when God will resurrect all of the dead in a world where Satan will no longer be around to influence mankind. Those people will be resurrected into a world when, as the scriptures put it, the earth will be full of the knowledge of God as the waters cover the sea. The subject of God's timetable is a big subject, but that's the essence of the answer.
Now, you mentioned a time when Satan won't be around. I mean, does the Bible give us an indication of his future?
Well, this is one of those good news, bad news stories. The bad news is that the world is going to go through a terrible time because of Satan's influence. The book of Revelation, for instance, tells us that as the time of the end draws near, that Satan will be filled with great wrath because he knows that he has a short time. Satan is going to instigate massive destruction and chaos just before Christ returns and leading up to that time. But the good news is that Satan will then be put away so he can't affect mankind any longer, and the world will eventually be free of Satan's influence.
And of course, people can read about this in the booklet that we're offering today. So, Scott, I really want to thank you for joining us today on Good News Radio.
Well, thank you, Gary, and you're welcome. I would like to invite your listeners to write for the booklet, Is There Really a Devil?, to find out more about this being that the Bible describes as the enemy of all humanity. It's free, and people will learn an awful lot from it.
The Bible says in Revelation 11:15 that when Jesus Christ returns, the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Satan's world, built on the foundation of lies and deception, will come crashing down, replaced by the kingdom of truth and light. To grasp the multitude of this transformation that will take place at the coming and implementing of the kingdom of God, we need to understand the magnitude of Satan's century-long deception. It's difficult even to begin to see how great and how pervasive that deception has been when, let's face it, we've been part of it since our birth. After all, a deceived person doesn't know he's being deceived. To him, the deception is what appears normal. It's the truth that seems odd. We need to grasp the fact that Satan has consistently deceived and manipulated mankind on every conceivable level. The prophecies of the book of Revelation only begin to scratch the surface of what must take place for the kingdom of God to be established. One message that comes through loud and clear is that Christ will have to tear virtually everything down and start all over again. It will be the only way to root out the last vestiges of Satan's system. When you read through the book of Revelation, you learn that it isn't only the obvious areas of deception, such as Satan's end-time political and religious systems, that must be rooted out and destroyed. At Christ's return, everything will come crashing down, to be swept away. He will start over afresh everything that Satan had a hand in building. Governments, political systems, economic systems, educational systems, entertainment, media and information systems, every form of society and civilization that we have invented and established over the course of man's history must be replaced with something far superior. Why? Because everything in this present world has been built on a wrong foundation. It's all founded on Satan's deceptions and outright lies. It has been built on his values, constructed to his specifications. Virtually without exception, this world's systems have been constructed with no guidance or direction from God the Creator. This is not God's world. That's a hard concept for many people to grasp. The world you and I live in, America, is not God's society. Western civilization is not his civilization. It is not built on his values, God's laws, God's way of life. Satan has deceived the world for thousands of years and organized it according to his values rather than God's. Satan's deception is an active, continuing process. At every turn, he has taken mankind farther and farther away from God and his instructions for us. Each generation has built on layer after layer of previously established deception. Just as Satan deceived the whole world in the past, he is deceiving it right now and will continue to delude it until God puts him away at the return of Jesus Christ. Then everything he has built must be completely crushed and swept away. You know, it's not pleasant to contemplate, but much of the horrendous destruction and devastation poured out on earth, as described in the book of Revelation, is God's judgment on mankind and civilization. At this time, the time mentioned in the book of Revelation, the time of the end, Satan will embark on a frenzy of destruction as the end of his rule draws near, and he wages a desperate war to thwart the return of Jesus Christ. But what is left of Satan's empire will be annihilated by Jesus as he assumes the role of King of Kings. Just as a new building cannot successfully be built on the rotting foundation of a destroyed structure, God must raise the remnants of Satan's edifice before he can build a new foundation, and that foundation will be Jesus Christ. The governmental systems of mankind for centuries have proven their inherent inability to solve our problems. Now they will be replaced by a ruler and a form of government that can at least solve those problems. Jesus Christ will personally rule the peoples of the earth. The central truth is at the heart of the gospel, the good news that Jesus taught. The focus of his message is the announcement of a coming world government that will not be administered by blinded people who have been duped by Satan. It will not be ruled by selfish, motivated humans, but by Jesus Christ himself. The Hebrew prophets give us dozens of prophecies throughout the Old Testament about this exciting time. One that perhaps best describes the difference between the world tomorrow and today's world is found in Isaiah 11, verse 9. Here it says, "They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea." Today's world is full of hurt and destruction. It is blinded to the knowledge of God that we all so desperately need. Once Satan is removed, along with his attitude of vanity, jealousy, greed, selfishness, and hostility, humanity can begin to learn and then experience peace. Satan will no longer be around to blind the world and enshroud it in spiritual darkness. The world will at last experience freedom from Satan's spiritual enslavement. People will at last learn godly values and the right way to live, the way to prevent and remove all this pain and misery. For a complete biblical understanding of Satan, his origin, his influence on mankind, and his prophesied fate, you need to order a copy, it's free, of the booklet offered on today's program, Is There Really a Devil? Remember, as I just said, there is never a cost for the material offered on Good News Radio. To order your copy, call 1-800-966-9232. And if you would like to comment on today's program, and we may even read your comment on the air, you can contact Good News Radio on the Internet by emailing us at gnradio@ucg.org. And we always do appreciate the feedback about the program. Why were you born? There's a big difference between grasping your future and simply going on the way you have been. The choice is up to you. Join us next time when we continue to explore what the Bible really says about you and your future. With Good News Radio, I'm Gary Petty.
Why does so much conflict, violence, and downright evil permeate our societies? Why such chaos and confusion for the majority of mankind? Things do not just happen without someone or something causing them to happen. You can know the cause of this world's problems and the underlying reason for so many of the difficulties you face in your own life. Our free booklet, Is There Really a Devil?, will help you understand the real cause of all these evils, and more importantly, what you can do about it. Our free booklet, Is There Really a Devil?, will help you understand the incredible truth about what lies ahead for all humanity. Call for your copy right now. Call 1-800-966-9232 for your free copy of Is There Really a Devil? There is no cost or obligation, and it may change your life for the better. Ask for your copy today by calling 1-800-966-9232.
Have you had about all the bad news you can take? Maybe you could use some good news. The Good News is a full-color, bi-monthly magazine that brings you the best news you can hear, and always from a biblical perspective. All literature on this program is provided free as an educational service in the public interest by the United Church of God. It is absolutely free, and there is no charge or obligation. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. The magazine is free. The contents are priceless. The number again is 1-800-966-9232. Or visit us on the web at www.ucg.org. You've been listening to the Good News Radio Program, presented by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. We seek the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered from the pages of your Bible. To receive your free copy of the literature offered on today's program, please call toll-free 1-800-966-9232. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. 1-800-966-9232.